Good evening and welcome to the Board of Supervisors reorganization meeting. Today is Monday, January 6th, 2025. The time is now 6:36. Please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will begin roll call, beginning with my right.
Greg Phillips.
Bill Janaway.
Tina Garzillo.
Carol Kenny.
Greg Wax.
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
Kaylee Melcher, the Solicitor's Office.
Amanda Lafty, Assistant Township Manager.
The next item on the agenda is public comment, and this public comment relates to any item that's on the agenda for this evening. Is there anyone in the public who would like to make a comment on anything on the agenda? Hearing and seeing none, we'll move on. Next item on the agenda is the election of the officers for the Board of Supervisors for 2025. We would like to vote for a temporary chairperson. Is there a nomination for a temporary chairperson?
I'll nominate Greg Wax as the temporary chairperson.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Congratulations, Greg, you are the temporary chairperson, and I turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this point in time, I am opening the floor for nominations to be chair of the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Temporary Chair, for Tina Garzillo.
Thank you, Mr. Genoway.
I'll second that.
And it is seconded by Supervisor Kenny. Are there any other nominations for chair of the Board of Supervisors? Hearing and seeing none, at this point in time, the floor is closed. All those in favor of Supervisor Tina Garzillo as Chair of the Board of Supervisors, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations, Madam Chair. At this point in time, I will also seek nominations for Vice Chair of the Board of Supervisors.
I would like to make a motion to nominate Bill Genoway for Vice Chairperson of the Board of Supervisors.
Is there a second?
I'll second that nomination.
So we have a nomination by Chair of the Board of Supervisors, Tina Garzillo, and Supervisor Greg Phillips for Bill Genoway as Vice Chair of the Board of Supervisors. Do we have any other nominations? Hearing and seeing none, at this point in time, the floor is closed. All those in favor of Supervisor Bill Genoway for Vice Chair of the Board, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations, Mr. Vice Chair. At this point in time, I will turn the floor back over to the Chair of the Board of Supervisors, Tina Garzillo. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Greg. And I appreciate the vote of confidence from my colleagues, and I'm honored to serve as the chairperson for the Board of Supervisors for another year. The next item on the agenda is the appointments for various roles in the township. I'll read down through the list of these appointments, and then we'll take the vote on these appointments after I get through the list. The first appointment would be for Secretary Treasurer. This would be Anthony Hamaday, Township Manager. Assistant Secretary Treasurer, Amy Brouse, Finance Director. Pension, Chief Administrative Officer of the Police and Non-Uniform Plans, Amy Brouse, Finance Director. Township Solicitors, Kilkenny Law, Special Tax Counsel, Act 511, Sean Kilkenny. Labor Council, Patrick Harvey, Campbell Durant, Beatty, Palumbo, and Miller, PC. Zoning Hearing Board, Eastburn and Gray, PC. Township Auditor, 511 Tax Auditor, CBiz Markham, LLP. Township Grant Writer, HRG Engineers. Township Right to Know Officer, Amanda Lofty. Township Consulting Engineers, Lamb Subdivision, Development Plan Applications, HRG Engineers. Traffic and Signalization, Bowman Consulting Engineers. Wastewater Operations and Pretreatment, Arrow Consulting, Inc. MS4 Stormwater Permits, Arrow Consulting, Inc. The next one would be the chairperson for the board vacancy committee. This will be Mary Ann Ahern. And then we go over to our citizen boards, commissions, and authorities for reappointments. I will read the reappointments for residents that wish to be reappointed and that are up for our approval. So this would be Lydia Dan Sordinas, Board of Community Assistance, Chris Levy, Community Center Advisory, Karen Huller, Community Center Advisory, Priscilla Rosenwald, Economic and Community Development, Vicki Midas, Environmental Advisory Council, Jacqueline Camp, Environmental Advisory Council, Mark Vondra, Environmental Advisory Council, Megan Lighton, Farmers Market Advisory Board, Sharon Doris, Library Board of Directors, Janet Heil, Library Board of Directors, James Kravitz, Media Communications Board, Michael Trachtenberg, Park and Recreation Board, Holly Mead, Park and Recreation Board, Martin Trumpler, Planning Commission, Patty Jo Taylor, Public Safety Citizen Advisory, Edward Campbell, Sanitary and Stormwater Authority, Jerome Ocker, Shade Tree and Beautification, Louis Soddy, Transportation Authority, Matthew McCaffrey, Upper Marion Historical Commission, Vincent O'Grady, Upper Marion Foundation, and Jonathan Garzillo, Zoning Hearing Board. May I accept a motion to appoint all the names that I have mentioned?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion from the board on any of these appointments? Any no discussion? All in favor of agreeing to these appointments, signify by saying aye.
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 Passes 5-0. The next item on the agenda is adopting the scheduling of the 2025 meeting dates. Is there a motion to accept the 2025 meeting dates?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Supervisor Kenny, seconded by Supervisor Phillips. All in favor of adopting the meeting dates, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Resolution number 2025-01, the depositories for township funds. May I have a motion to adopt the resolution?
Motion to adopt the resolution as recorded.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Supervisor Janaway, seconded by Supervisor Kenny. All in favor of this resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Next item on the agenda is the affirmation of the 2025 holidays for township employees. May I have a motion for the affirmation of these holidays for our employees?
Seven.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Supervisor Phillips, seconded by Supervisor Kenny. All in favor of the affirmation of these holidays for the employees, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Next on the item on the agenda is the selection of delegates for 2025 PSATS 100th Annual Convention, which will be held May 4th through May 7th, 2025. Authorization of attendance and appointment of a voting delegate. May have a nomination for a delegate to the annual convention.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make the motion of Mr. Hamaday to be our voting delegate for the convention.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made by Supervisor Janaway, seconded by Supervisor Kenny. All in favor of the selection of Township Manager Tony Hamaday as our delegate, signify by saying aye.
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 Passes 5-0. Next item on the agenda is the proclamation for the Martin Luther King Jr. Federal Holiday. I will make an announcement that this coming Wednesday at the high school, there will be a celebration, mostly conducted by students at the high at the various levels of the school district. It'll be at the high school, it begins at 6:30, and it's usually about an hour and a half long program. So if anyone is available, like to participate in the audience for this event, it's always a wonderful event. The kids put on an excellent program. And again, that is this coming Wednesday, so 2 days from now at the high school, from 6:30 to about, probably about 8:30. And then I have the honor of reading the proclamation from the township for the Martin Luther King Jr. Federal Holiday. Whereas legislation has set aside the third Monday of January as the official holiday honoring Martin Luther King Jr. And whereas according to the act, the holiday shall serve as a time for Americans to reflect on the principles of racial equality and nonviolent social change espoused by Martin Luther King Jr. And whereas across the nation and throughout the world, celebrations are held to commemorate the life and work of Dr. King. And whereas the nation is honoring Dr. King, who dedicated his life to the pursuit of a dream, the principle of which our nation's founders wrote. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And whereas the Upper Marion Martin Luther King Junior Holiday Committee has formed and planned a local observation in honor of Dr. King. Now therefore be it resolved this day, January 6, 2025, the Upper Marion Board of Supervisors hereby honors the memory and achievements of Dr. King and encourages all citizens to join together at the Martin Luther King Jr. National Holiday Observation Wednesday, January 8, 2025 at 6:30 to 8:30 at the Upper Marion Area High School. Resolved the sixth day of January 2025 by the Board of Supervisors of Upper Marion Township, attested by Anthony Hamaday, Township Manager, and signed by myself, Tina Garzillo, the Chairperson. Thank you. Is there any additional business by anyone on the board this evening that they'd like to share? Anything from the public, an additional business that's not related to the agenda? Okay, hearing and seeing none, I think we're in a position to adjourn the meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
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 Meeting is adjourned.